the tumor.
By God.
And I brought it up through the different stages. We got motion pictures showing the whole entire technique of transplanting it and the whole darn thing. All up through. Coming right on back. I changed the media. I got a BX, as I call it. I can produce the tumors in the experimental animals from which I recovered identically the same virus. All right. I ordered a media. I got another virus here. I call it BY. It'll no longer pass the W Bruckdorf filter, but we use a Y, a much closer porosity. All right. I ordered a media again. I've got another organism here. It's a monocyte that I find in 98% of the monocytes of the blood. Little monococcyte organism in carcinomatous patients. Any one of those I can show back. I ordered a media again. I come from a fluid medium to a heart-based medium, which is asparagus. I got a fungi. It's a true Cryptomyces pleomorphia fungi. All right. I can throw any one of these back into a VX and produce cancer with it. I allow that to stand for 1 year, the period of metastases, from the time a tumor's removed until it becomes again. I plant it back on its own identical asparagus, Mary, and here I got, no, not a VX or a VY, or a monococcoid organism, or a fungi organism, but I've got from a tumor of isolated right up. I got a colon bacillus that I can turn back in time. What I believe is that some of these non-pathogenic organisms we have with us at all time, our metabolism changes those. The same as I say, I can take a colon bacillus. In 36 hours, I can make it into a typhoid bacillus by ordering the media 2 parts per million per volume. Right now, with every damn known reaction of the typhoid bacillus turned out into a wheat oil reaction. Everything. The whole thing straight through.
It sure doesn't sound like what I learned in biology.
That's all I know.